We're celebrating the adoption of the Rome Statute for the International Criminal Court, the world's first permanent independent international criminal court to hold individuals responsible for the worst crimes in international law. But today we celebrate this tremendous advance in international justice and the challenges that we face trying to make sure that we can take the promise of international justice forward.
You are calling on governments to make a firm commitment to make international justice a priority. What do you mean?
Well, first, while we have 121 governments, that still leaves 60-plus governments that have not ratified the treaty so that these crimes could be applied to their leaders, to the rebel groups or others who commit these crimes in their countries. We also need governments to make these crimes, war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide, crimes in their national laws. And then their national laws need to allow that government to cooperate in investigations and prosecutions, no matter who in that country are committing these crimes, and to cooperate with the International Criminal Court so that arrests can be made and transfers.
Do you think the world has made any progress at all in the quest to end impunity?
Yes, for the 121 nations who've ratified the treaty, they have basically ended impunity for crimes committed by their nationals or on their territories. Now, as in any legal system, it's always difficult, and sometimes those who commit the crimes are free. But for the first time, we have the tool, the International Criminal Court, that ends impunity for those 121 countries, for their nationals and territories. And that's over half of the world, but we still have very large places in the world that we still need to get to ratify so that the impunity will end on those territories and crimes committed by the nationals of those governments.
You mentioned the convictions of former Liberian President Charles Taylor this year and also Thomas Lubanga of the Democratic Republic of Congo. There are those who say when it comes to justice and then Africa, the call to end impunity, the call for justice, seems to be one-sided.
Well, there's no question that the African governments, who more countries have ratified the treaty in Africa than any other continent, that the African governments have made the greatest use of the International Criminal Court and the Rome Statute system. The court is looking into cases and crimes committed in Palestine, in Georgia, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Colombia, in Korea, etc. So other crimes in other regions are being addressed, and part of the goal of International Justice Day is to make sure that the court and the governments will move forward so that wherever these crimes are committed, they will be prosecuted.